It's well known that the monarch butterfly is declining in population. The question now is what to do about it. Well, in Missouri, something is being done to help monarchs during their incredible 3,000-mile migrations. They need resting plots full of nectar and host plants. That's what 13 agricultural research centers across the state aim to provide. They'll plant monarch way stations, giving monarchs migrating through Missouri the chance to rest and recover. And you can do some of this at your own homes as well. With us to talk about it is Bruce Barrett. He's a professor of entomology at the University of Missouri. And Bruce, nice to have you. Good morning.
Hi, Steve. Welcome. I'm glad to be here.
Dusty Walter is also with us. He's the superintendent of the WERDAC Research Center at the University of Missouri. And Dusty, welcome to you too.
Thank you very much. We appreciate being with you.
Bruce, just how much trouble is the monarch butterfly in?
Well, over the past several years, maybe a decade and a half, the population of the butterfly has really declined to the point that it's really raising some alarms. People are concerned about it, and the issue stems not only in their overwintering habitat in the mountains of central Mexico, but also in the habitat loss in the United States.
What's causing the decline in population, Bruce?
Well, there are two factors. One, the main point is that we're losing the host plant that the caterpillars feed on, and that would be the milkweed plant. Yeah.
And we're losing it. Why?
Well, we're losing it to expansion. Oftentimes, we're losing a lot of horticulture, or excuse me, a lot of agricultural land. Farms are being sold. We're getting strip malls put in. We're getting other things that are taken away from the number of acres that we have that typically the milkweed plant grows on.
You know, Dusty, how will these way stations that I mentioned that are being developed here going to help with all this?
Well, I think it really relates back to our mission with the University of Missouri, and that is I see these way stations as contributing certainly to the habitat, but also demonstrating to the public across the state just what each of us can do. And so we build from the individual to the state level, and then we look at how we fit into the corridor that these monarchs utilize in their migratory patterns.
So you're planting milkweed? Is that what you're doing, Dusty?
Well, we're planting some milkweed, but also some flowering plants. The milkweed is important for the renewal and the next generation of the monarchs and the larvae feeding the caterpillars. But then the nectar sources that need to bloom across the summer on into the fall will provide sources of energy as that monarch moves north and then moves back down south.
Well, what can folks, Dusty, do at their own homes to sort of help the monarch butterflies out? And this might be a fun project for moms and dads and their kids to get involved with. What can they do, and how difficult is it?
Well, it only takes a small area, 100 square feet, so we're talking about 10 by 10 is probably a minimum size. And my family, in fact, will probably be putting in a monarch way station in our backyard. This most recent issue of The Conservationist, put up by the Missouri Department of Conservation, also has an article on homegrown milkweeds.
And how difficult is it to do all this?
It is challenging. If it was simple, I'd be lying to you. You have to get the seed in contact with bare soil. So a little bit of preparation, a little bit of forethought into where you put it. But I think it's very possible and very doable. And the benefit is that we can all see monarchs in our backyard and across the state.
Bruce, tell me about these way stations. If I understand right, they're going to be spread all across the state. How is it going to play out?
Well, hopefully we're going to have enough way stations throughout the state of Missouri that will act as stepping stones. As the moths in the spring move up north, there will be places where they can stop and feed and they can oviposit, and it's kind of a stepping stone that will lead them further north.
How quickly do you expect all this to be ready by 2016, or is it going to take some time to get these stations up and operating?
Well, I think it's going to take some time, but the important thing is the first step. We need to get the seed in the ground, and we need to get as many as we can up and running. It will take, I think, a 1 or 2 years, but I'll let Dusty answer that a little bit.
Go ahead,
more
Dusty. Yeah.
Detail.
Well, it's likely that it'll take 2 years anyway, just for the plants to begin flowering and actually make an impact on the landscape.
Mm-hmm. Bruce, we're talking about all this, you know, the importance of the monarch is sort of implicit in this conversation. Why is this such a big deal? What happens if the monarch goes away?
Well, Steve, the monarch butterfly with the honeybee is probably one of the most iconic insects that we have. And I think it's really an indication of the health of the environment. What we experience in North America is something that's unique in the world. The monarch butterfly goes through this 1,000 to 3,000 mile long migration each year. And that doesn't occur any other place in the world. We have other species of butterflies and moths that will travel great distances. But what's unique about this is that one generation of this will make a return trip. And so this is a unique phenomenon. It's a, and it's something that's part of our heritage that we need to preserve.
Bruce, I've never understood how these things manage to travel 3,000 miles. I mean, when I see them, they don't seem to be moving all that quickly. They're herky-jerky. They're flapping their wings and not going too far. How do they manage 3,000-mile migrations?
Well, Steve, that's one of the great mysteries of science, and we're still learning how that is accomplished. Physically, we know that they can ride the air currents, but in terms of their orientation skills and their ability to sense the geomagnetic forces of the planet and also the position of the sun, they have a marvelous orientation mechanism that we're still learning about. And that's one of the remarkable beauties about the monarch butterfly migration that we need to be aware of. So there's still a black box, so to speak, this is actually done.
Dusty, just quickly, if folks want more information about how to plant milkweed and how to make a way station for the monarchs, where can they get that information?
I would recommend two different sources, and that is the grownative.org and also monarchwatch.org. And then, of course, they can stay tuned if they have a local MU research center close by.
Oh, that sounds great. Well, Bruce Barrett, a professor of entomology at the University of Missouri, Dusty Walter, superintendent of the WERDAC Research Center at the University of Missouri. Gentlemen, thanks very much. I really appreciate it.
Steve, thank you.
Thank you.